I'll tell you the toughest thing about being a parent, the kids.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was 3 years young, my brothers got me hooked on a terrible habit called ice hockey by strapping blades to my feet and dragging me around the frozen water with a hockey stick. I was three. One day when I was five, I fell backwards, smacking my head. Now, water in its frozen state is real hard, and my world went black as a miner's lung. This was before protective helmets had been invented. Those were dangerous days, my friends. It's amazing any of us kids survived. We had no bottled water, seatbelts, childproof lids, brakes on our go-karts, or cell phones to tell mommy where we were. Everyone smoked in those days. Little kids smoked, dogs smoked, cats smoked. We rode in the backs of pickups, drank straight from a hose, fell out of trees, ate worms, had BB guns, and when you got to the ice rink, hundreds of kids lay wounded all over the place, some of them for days. Push Billy aside, we'd say, he's getting in the way of my slap shot. Well, someone told my dad I was knocked out cold, so he came and carried me home, dabbed my head with a warm cloth, and called the doctor. When I came to, the doc said, "Whoa," which isn't what you want to hear when you come to. He said, "That's the biggest wound I've seen since the potato gun incident. Keep him in the house for at least an hour." You know, Dad didn't lecture me on balance or explain the laws of physics. Now, Sonny, gravity and clumsiness caused your head to whack an immovable object. Your brain jangled around in your skull, leaving you to languish in a post-concussive stupor. No, all he said was, "Are you okay? It's going to be fine." Then he told me of the time he passed out after smacking a lamppost. And I felt so much better to think he'd been where I'd been. Maybe I too could survive. He had. One of my best friends and traveling companions has been my brother-in-law, Lorne. When I travel somewhere to speak, Lorne would come along. On an airplane, we got watching an old comedy and laughing until I thought Lorne was going to die. A guy across the aisle frowned at us. What he couldn't know was that 1 week earlier, Lorne had been diagnosed with bone cancer. Where does that kind of laughter come from? He'll tell you if you ask. Beside Lorne's bed, a well-worn Bible told of Jesus, the one Lorne followed. The night before Jesus died, Matthew 26 tells us, he asked God, "If possible, let this cup pass from me." On many a sleepless night, Lorne had done the same. But in the end, with Jesus, he declared, "Not my will, but yours be done." Chemo had changed things for Lorne. One day he smiled at me and asked, "What hair color does a bald guy put on his driver's license?" I didn't know. Chemo had stolen some hair, but it couldn't steal his hope. Cancer had ruined his appetite and altered his plans, but it could not cripple his faith, steal his joy, or change his plans for the ultimate family reunion coming one day soon. His was the outrageous belief that God knows what he's up to, and that is enough. If you were to ask Lorne in those days what gave him comfort, he'd tell you the same thing I discovered when my father was dabbing my pointy little head. There's one who's been here before. You can trust him. In John 16:22, Jesus tells his followers this, "You have sorrow now, but I will see you again. Then you will rejoice, and no one can rob you of that joy." Just so you know, I still live life on the edge a little bit sometimes. I drink water straight from the hose, but I don't smoke. I wear a seatbelt when I drive and a helmet when I try to make my wife laugh by walking into a lamppost.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, we're seeking to raise $117,000 to help keep that hope ringing into 2026. Would you consider a gift today to help us reach the goal? Visit laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.